Good evening. Today we have a beautiful guest. Her name is Jeannie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, Jeannie.
Hello.
Today I'm going to be getting her ready for a beautiful photo shoot. So I'll try a few different things on you, like scarves and maybe some pieces of jewelry, although I do find that everything you're wearing today looks just about perfect. Okay, we'll be looking in that mirror to make sure that you look well put together and as beautiful as ever. Okay. So I'll begin with just cleaning up some parts here with a lint roller. Okay. So I'll just go over. And this will ensure that everything is crisp, clean, and perfectly well put together. I'm going to use some brushes to just dust a tiny bit of powder to set into pores to create a more matte surface. Okay, so if I may, we'll just do light strokes upward. And hopefully this feels nice too. Okay. Okay, I already see it's nice and shiny. And we want the natural glow to come through. So nothing too heavy or cakey in any way, right? Okay, let me just do your temples a tiny bit. You have a beautiful skin complexion, if I may say. Very well. How are you feeling? Okay.
Very good.
Good. So let me take a look at your hair. I do find that this length is quite complementary to your face shape. The proportions are quite nice. I love the volume on the sides and on the higher part of it. And I like that it opens up closer to the end, so it sort of tapers down, opening up your beautiful neck. It's very suitable for your face.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to need you to move just a little bit to your right. And I'll just do a couple of brushes here. So I'm just going to try and create a little bit of separation for a textural interest. So we want some volume, but I just want some pieces to stand out. And as the light shines on them, they will create interest. Plus, I'd love to show off your jewelry a bit more too. Okay. I'm going to put a little bit of gel on my fingertips. And it smells quite lovely. I'll just go through a couple of them here. A little too heavy right here. Okay, good. Alright, I'm gonna turn you to this side. And we'll do the same thing here. And do you color your hair?
Probably. I do some low lights and highlights every 4 months or so.
Okay.
The low lights wash out and the gray all comes back. Mm-hmm. So when it's all washed out, I go and do it again.
Good. I do love this color combinations. Looks just about perfectly in tone with each other. This one. Okay. Yes. Just with my fingertips, just go through a bit and go just the ends. this coral right here.
It's a cowlick, yeah.
I know.
The bane of my existence.
It looks pretty good. So I think I'm going to your face towards the mirror a bit more, since I would want you to pose in kind of a half turn like this. Oh yes, there you go. I'm gonna try a few different scarves on you with your coloring. It's kind of a neutral, but it does have a lot of warmth to it. I'll just casually drape it around. I'll try different sides. See the coloring real quick. I feel like we need a little bit more contrast, more color maybe. And this green, you see this green, it just throws off a little bit of coloring. I do think that this kind of reddish orange terracotta colors, including beiges, here looks wonderful. Let me bring more pink and red tones. Oh, that's crazy about the crinkly texture here. It would match our background. It does have a bit of a tone. Greens and browns.
That's pretty.
And it's almost a see-through scarf. So it might create a bit of a lightness, maybe. Washes out more, blends in with the hair a bit too much, potentially. Although I love the parts of green here. I do find that it matches your eye color quite wonderfully, this kind of tone of green with browns with it. I feel like it gives your hair a bit of a hint of green too. We just want to knot what it wants. But just some interesting information. Okay, but I do enjoy the it. Let's try something else. Okay. So I have this coil, which also has similar redness to it. And I would love your opinion too, if there's one that really stands out for you.
You've got a good choice here. Scars.
In this one, I like that a little bit of these berry colors, they match your earrings. Almost the same kind of a shine to it. Let me just try one more, and then we'll see which one I'm going to go with. So mostly more the brighter colors.
That's got beautiful colors in it.
Definitely brings up lots of bursts of colors, and you can see some mimicked in the background.
That purple is so pretty.
Yes, purple kind of brings out the brightness, and then this brown tone actually matches in tone with your shirt, just a deeper shade of it. And then, as always, who doesn't love a good bird? There's a beautiful bird here. Okay. I'm going to try styling it. The idea is to gently drape it, then bring out your color, so we don't want it fully to drown your outfit. So if I may ask you to lean just a bit forward, and then I'll position your head just like this, and chin down, and now eyes up at the mirror right there. Okay. To create a neutral face. Sometimes it's easier said than done. But you can just gently close your eyes. And I'll try smiling with your eyes closed. Okay. And when I tell you, you look up, look at the mirror, and I'll take a photo shot, okay? Okay. So, one, two, three, and click. Okay, that looks great. More. Okay. And try lifting your shoulders up. Back. This time we'll try with no smile. Okay. So same thing, chin down a bit. And we'll try to look up at the camera. Okay. And now at the mirror. Resetting you. Okay. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you so much for participating and being a beautiful presence. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, Maria.